Good morning. It is May the 25th, and the Geyer Cook Report today, Wednesday, is the mind. Normally, I know you're expecting to see Kelvin sitting over there, right? Well, Kelvin is getting his car tuned up. I guess in the UK, they have emission controls or something on the car's got to be tweaked. So he's off today. And Will immediately got drafted because he popped in the room. What's going on? Well, you're the new co-host today, Will. Congratulations. So Will lives in the United States. He's online pretty frequently. He's gone a little bit beyond just a hobbyist. And so welcome. Thank you to the people in the chat that hung in, waiting and listening and learning. And a special thanks to Will for being the co-host today. And Tish is really thankful that you're cold, so she didn't get drafted, Will. let's get to it today. The recent reading I did, I've got part of my website devoted to making a plan for your project. And in planning the project, we sort of modeled after the questions that WordPress asks, like, how often does this get updated? Who's going to do it? Why am I making this blog, etc.? So then I looked at WordPress and said, wow, it's got 25% of the internet is using WordPress. Maybe there is 25%. But at the same time, Matt Mullenweg, and forgive me, Matt, if I said your name wrong, 57% of the websites don't use any identifiable CMS or content management system yet at all. So Matt says he's rooting for the other open source CMSs as well, but right now WordPress is the one that most people use if they're having a content management system. And that's where you have a content that's stored in a database, and then the pages, that template that is the page, essentially you just have one page, you say, I need the information from the database to make it look like this. And so you'll have your list of recipes, or you'll have your pictures from vacation, or whatever you've got in the database will be populated with that engine. So if you're using WordPress, is it because the majority of people that you know are using WordPress? And they said, oh, you've tried this. It's really good. Well, that can't be it, because what part of the plan that you made for your web presence, for your project, says it has to be WordPress? That became the question. WordPress is a good software. I even use it for show notes for this podcast, the Geyer Cook Report. And that's because it fit that need. I had an instance where I needed to have repetitive content, some images that were, I guess, cookie cutter put in every time, the footer. And so part of making that be a deliverable content for vDomain hosting was to go to WordPress as the environment. So at the same time that you go to the show notes, and those are going to be listed, we don't have the image for you. It's the geyercookreport.podbean.com. And I'll have the show notes in there in a few minutes. That environment is also going to have the link to the geyercookonlineservices.com blog planning session guide. And what that is, it's a series of 11 slides that ask you questions about, okay, you're planning this blog, so it's going to ask you, who's going to do it? How often are they going to do it? Who's responsible for making sure that it's all up to date? Checking the thing for dotting the I's and crossing the T's, if you will. So many companies, when they get to that level of involvement, will outsource it. They will find a person. They'll say, Will, can you build this? Can you do this for me? And they'll just commission him and put him on consignment and pay him an hourly rate, a unit rate, a monthly rate, whatever the price structure is. So this will finally conclude. We talked about search terms with some people in Podcast Town. A little shout out for them. It's a group on Facebook. And they said, well, what's the best search engine? I said, the best search term to define where your buyers are is going to tell you where your best search engine is. If you're getting tons of buyers from Bing, guess what? Bing then becomes your best search engine. If all the buyers are on Google, then Google becomes your best search engine. If it's YouTube, so it's where your conversions happen, where you're making the deals, because we got to pay the bills, right? Well, this can't
absolutely
be, we can't have it just be a hobby. It's got to be a moneymaker. So that takes us to shout out time. Will's going, whew, we're almost done. And the big shout out, of course, always we start with the company that's across the ocean in Edinburgh, Scotland, the company that likes to clean. That's right. We're talking about Edinburgh Dusters. Fraser Ramsey, way back when, many, many episodes ago, in fact, 100 shows ago, said to me, just in passing, this is a what if, I think you ought to have the Cook Report. And so we made this graphic. And then we did some searching. We can't be the Cook Report anymore. That doesn't work because everybody was the Cook Report at one time or another in the last 15 years. So we came the Geyer Cook Report. Thank you to Fraser Ramsey to that. Thank you for Blab for this interface. Will would have never found the room and be sitting where he's at were it not for Blab. So we wouldn't have had a co-host, and you know that would have tipped the earth on its axis. It would have been a ripple in the force. So thanks for saving us from that. Thanks to all of the archives, and they're listed in the show notes, that contain the content for the show, the speakers, the Stitcher, iTunes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and on that. Now, in closing, any comments? Or you just want to go, woo, it's done. I'm going to be out of here.
I'll comment if I'm allowed.
Sure. What do you think?
Well, I guess addressing your question, I chose WordPress because it seemed like one of the things that was mostly recommended for someone who was going to be doing a do-it-yourselfer blog type situation. But I got curious and I started digging into things like SQL, PHP, and other stuff, like I think it was Joomla, and understood that we're beginning to understand that some things are created to handle a little bit more beyond me just posting my podcast show notes and, you know, a few embeds and stuff like that.
Right.
So
right. Joomla, I'm familiar with.
I'm not ready to move on.
Yeah, Joomla is a little bit more of a learning curve. And if you evolve and get to the point you have a big site, manage the big site with Joomla and make the blog portion of it, your show notes portion of it, keep that WordPress environment there. You just set up two different table prefixes in your MySQL database, and then you can back them up all in one burrito, the WordPress and the Joomla both at once. And so on that note, there's three magic words that I say at the end of every show. It's a wrap.